The following telephone recordings were made by Evan Dorbell in August 1977, and this narration is being done in 2007. Ladysmith, Virginia has an NX2. That's a North Electric crossbar switch for small offices. This is part of the Tidewater Telephone Company, but this part of Tidewater's area is so far west that it's not covered by the Warsaw, Virginia Operator Center. In fact, the operators here are coming from C&P of Virginia. When you dial zero, you go right into an operator trunk. The trunk apparently appears on a Bell System cord board somewhere, because all you do is wait for the operator to answer. Finding out what exchanges were local here was not easy. The Bell System operators didn't seem to have all the information about this independent company. It took 3 phone calls to get the information. Here's the first one. I'm dialing zero. You'll hear the NX2 immediately connecting me to a trunk to the operator. It's on N2 carrier. And then the operator answers shortly thereafter.
Can I help you?
Yes, could you tell me what exchanges I can call locally from here?
633.
633?
And that's all.
So, besides 448, the only thing I can call is 633.
That's right.
What town is that?
Bowling Green, Virginia.
Bowling Green. Thank you very much.
Okay, we have 448 Ladysmith and 633 Bowling Green. Good to know. Now, some NX2 basics. First, the dial tone. You'll notice it's an unusual one for North America. Let's just let it time out. Unlike the NX1, the NX2 merely drops you to a lockout relay when the dial tone times out. This is a relay associated with each individual phone line, and all it does is keep this line off of the switching equipment when it's been left off the hook. From lockout, a short flash will get us a new dial tone. This is the register, a piece of equipment which has to time out. It has some crosstalk, so let's listen. We're hearing that click-click sound a lot, which is roughly the same timing as someone picking up the phone and then getting dial tone. I don't know what those click-clicks are. It might be just the sound of someone getting dial tone. In any case, if you pick up an NX2 line and you don't dial a complete number, you sit on the register for about 21 seconds and then you just dump to that same lockout relay, which has a loud hum. The register has the softer hum. Were we close to the central office, the hum would not be as loud. It is loud because they're using unbalanced power for both register power and lockout power. And when it's not balanced with regard to ground, then the longer the line is, the louder it hums. Get close to the CO and you'd probably hear some cool stuff with almost no hum. Now, this is a crossbar system, but it acts sort of like a step. While other crossbar systems tend to have 3-digit codes for everything, the NX2 doesn't have a lot of translations built out. For example, if you dial just a 2, which no local call begins with, you get the recording right away.
The number you have reached in Ladysmith, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Ladysmith, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Ladysmith, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number
you could hear a customer coming into the recording and dialing something.
This is a recording. The number you have reached.
Two times that happened. Now in a minute we'll call 633, the other local code that we know about. That's in Bowling Green. Now originally when I started dialing over there, something was not right, because sometimes I would get a reorder on vacant levels like this. And other times I'd get a tone like this. It was very confusing. And it seemed like there was more than one office that I was getting when I dialed 633. In fact, the twos appeared to be going somewhere else. Now, there are cases where it was possible to extend your local calling area by dialing into an adjacent office and then dialing one of the digits of one of its local calls, local to it, not to you, and you could actually use that adjacent office as a tandem, extending your local calling area. That was rare, but it did happen. There were two places in Vermont, in fact, where it happened. So let's call the operator and ask her what the local calls from Bowling Green are.
Yes, I need some information for future reference. What exchanges can be called from 633 locally?
Ladysmith and Port Royal.
What's the exchange in Port Royal?
742.
742, thank you.
You're welcome.
Port Royal? That's that place that Dave and I stopped and tried to record back in 1976. It's an all-relay switching system. But there was only one phone, and it was barely recordable. We got the dial tone on tape. But cool, now we can dial into Bowling Green, 6-3, and then dial a 2, and we actually get over to Port Royal. And according to that first operator we got, that's not even a local call, so we're extending our local calling area.
633.
633. And that's all.
Unless the first operator was wrong, and that's the way it is supposed to work. So it just so happens repair service is in Bowling Green. Let's call it and ask them. And here you'll see how an NX2 treats the rest of the world as if the NX2 were really a step. We're going to dial 63. And at that point, the NX2 will immediately drop us into the trunk to Bowling Green, just the way a step would if it were here. Then we'll dial the rest of the number into the Bowling Green trunk. Now, these trunks, from Ladysmith to Bowling Green, are of two different types. One type is definitely the usual 3700-controlled carrier, probably O carrier, possibly one of the other types. It has the usual howl and the usual characteristics, including companding noise. And the Bowling Green ring on one of those trunks sounds like this. All right, but the way it sounds on this trunk we're about to get is more like this. Pretty weird, huh? This is an analog transmission system I'm not familiar with. It probably goes on open wires just like the O carrier does, but it sounds completely different from O carrier and from all the other carrier types that sound like O carrier. So I have no idea what this is. I've heard mention of things called C carrier, H carrier, and X carrier, but I don't have any information to put the sound to the name, so this might be one of those. Anyway, here's the call to repair in Bowling Green.
Tell me what exchanges I could call locally from the 448 exchange.
448, you can dial 633.
Mm-hmm.
And, hold on, let me check on something.
Yeah, find out for sure.
Okay. 742. All right, 633 and 742 numbers.
Okay, are you positive there's nothing else?
No, it's nothing else.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let me apologize for a few technical things on this particular tape. Number one, I'm using a preamp on my cassette recorder that's really overdriving it, so things are just distorted and compressed in general. This tape is full of traffic and ignition noise from cars starting up near where I'm recording. Sorry, I recorded it at the rest area on Interstate 95. Should have gone off the road and into Ladysmith itself to see if there was a recordable phone there. Anyway, there are two distinct trunk types between Ladysmith and Bowling Green. One of them is probably O-Carrier. The other is that mystery trunk that changes the sound of the ringtones. Here's a call to the supervision test in Bowling Green over probable O-Carrier. Interestingly, I could not hang up until the soup test did. Now on that last call, probably on O-Carrier, the tone sounded pretty reasonable. Now here's the same thing on the mystery trunk. When the flashing at the end comes, I'll be talking and blowing into the mouthpiece to demonstrate how this post-pay phone cuts off my mouthpiece every time it goes off hook, but does let me talk every time it's on hook. Was able to get away from it. It couldn't hold me up, so it's not the same on all the trunks. The other trunk held me up, this one didn't. And as it turns out, there's even a third possibility. Here I'm going to get one of those O-Carrier trunks again, but for some reason this particular trunk is wired so that it produces a class of service tone, just like when the operator answers, every time Bowling Green goes off hook. And it doesn't even cut my mouthpiece off. So if I were to call a regular subscriber in Bowling Green and happen to get this trunk, I'd hear a class of service tone when he answered, but I wouldn't have to make the local call deposit to talk to him. There's no special technique involved, it's just occasionally you get this trunk, which is wired wrong.
that on the trunks, with the class of service tone, there is no polarity reversal.
Now, from what we've heard so far, it appears that repair service in Bowling Green, which we spoke to a few calls earlier, must have a free telephone number, because we were able to call them, they did answer, there was no class of service tone like we got on those other trunks that gave us Bowling Green for free, and we were not required to deposit a dime to speak to them. So, sounds like they must have a free number. Let's call them again and just make sure.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got you by mistake.
Okay.
Okay, so they don't have a free number, otherwise the tone would not have been triggered, which means that when we got them for free before, that was yet another malfunction. The problem in a nutshell is that sometimes when you call Bowling Green, the call goes through for free, without reversing polarity to the phone line. Sometimes it does that with the silly tone, and sometimes without it. But either way, it's a mistake. And then there's the fact that sometimes you get held up until the called party hangs up, and sometimes you don't. Anyway, let's get to something different in Bowling Green, in this case the reorder, which actually does not sound like what you're about to hear. Again, that funny transmission system is adding a strange modulation to the tone that's not really there. In the next segment, we'll get to hear that Bowling Green reorder as it really is close up. Now let's call a working 448 number within the Ladysmith NX2. In the NX2, party line calls are accomplished the same as the NX1. You simply dial the party's number, you go into a ringback circuit which plays an announcement, you hang up to ring, and then the first party that answers hears an audible ringtone to let them know it's a party line call.
Party on your own line. Please hang up and allow time for their phone to ring. You have dialed a party on your own line. Please hang up and allow time for their phone to ring. You have dialed a party on your own line. Please hang up and allow time for their phone to ring.
The other local office, of course, is Port Royal. That was the CX-1000 that Dave and I tried to record from in 1976 to no avail. But we can call it locally from here. The code is 742, and when you dial 74... Well, guess where we are. This is Bowling Green. It doesn't matter whether you dial 63 or 74. The way they've set it up is so that Bowling Green acts as the tandem from here to Port Royal. If we dial a 2, we'll go into Port Royal. But if we dial a 1, we'll get the same Bowling Green reorder. Now, some of these calls to Port Royal will be dialed as 632 instead of 742. Really doesn't make any difference. Port Royal is a typical all-relay system, or at least one of the typical arrangements, where you have the last digit of the phone number determining how the phone will ring. Now, from the calling party's point of view, there are really only two ring signals that are clearly distinct. One is a long single ring, the other is a long double ring. But there are different ring frequencies being used there as well. Here's a call to a line in Port Royal, and I'll be dialing one of the last digits that rings with that long single ring. As elongated as that ring is, there was another one that was even longer. Here's a call to it. But of course, neither of those rings really sounded like that. The tonal quality is being strangely changed by that weird transmission system between Ladysmith and Bowling Green. Here's a call to one of the single rings over the regular carrier system, O Carrier or something similar, and this is closer to what it really sounds like. All relay offices often have a combination busy and reorder tone that is sort of a compromise between the two. Port Royal does not have a recording, so if you dial an invalid 1000 group, I would have said vacant level, but this is an all relay system. Anyway, if you dial an invalid 1000 group, you do get that busy, reorder, whatever it is. Again, I apologize for all the ignition noise and traffic noise on this recording. Here's a call to the Port Royal busy slash reorder that is actually a louder tone, which helps given how much traffic noise is on the tape. Here's a call to one of the double rings in Port Royal. This is over the mystery trunk. For a better idea of how that ring really sounds, here it is on an O carrier or similar trunk. And finally, here's a call through the cord board operator. On this call, it takes a while for the operator to answer, and you can tell that it really is just a cord board with no audible ring applied to the trunk. You dial 0, the NX2 connects you to the trunk, which is a 2600 controlled trunk, and then you just wait for the operator to answer. The normal protocol would be for the originating office to superimpose a ringtone during the time that the trunk is on hook like this. But the office we're calling from does not do that, so you just wait silently.
Plainfield, may I help you?
Yes, could you get me directory assistance?
All right, for Ladysmith?
That's right.
All right. Robinson West City.
Lady Smith?
Yes.
Do you have a number for the time of day service?
This moment. Says call operator.
Says call operator. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't quite hang up long enough there, so I ended up on the lockout relay. That would happen. Well, that's all I recorded from Ladysmith. The next stop is Bowling Green, and this is a tape recorded in 1978. It just so happens that by 1978, the cord board that we just heard has been replaced by something more modern, TSPS. That's in the next segment, some recordings made from the Bowling Green step. We'll get to hear calling into Port Royal a lot more clearly, and we'll get to call back here to Ladysmith over those same strange trunks that make all the tones sound so weird. That's next.